Thomas and schedule your personalized on-site super check today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Mix. Sorry, it helps if I turn the microphone on. Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day. Here we are. And a first snowy day, but not enough snow to cause any delays out there for school. She's here right on time. Award-winning State Superintendent of the Year, Dr. Kristen Rickey, along with us. Congratulations, first of all.
Well, thank you very much.
What an honor.
Well, it is an honor, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, the main thing for me is that we have such a great group of people working here and great community in our board. We are all just so aligned and working so well together. So I really just get the honor of kind of representing the whole team. But I'm happy to do that. We have some really good things going on. So I feel really fortunate.
Well, and a busy team as well. You guys, between construction and moving and removing and starting the school year, it has been a 2022 for sure.
It has for sure, but there are a lot of good things going on. I'm really excited about the construction and where we are in the process. It took a long time and people were very patient and we're continuing the work. It's still going to take a long time. But when we get a little closer to finish, we'll have an open house so people can come see it. And I know that they are going to be amazed. Our media centers are outstanding. It's absolutely the most beautiful space that you would want to spend your time in. Our 7th and 8th grade science labs are so updated. We have science stations and just wonderful learning opportunities for our students. And we have new cabinetry and flooring, and it's all starting to come together. And we're already starting to talk about Lambert. We've already met. We're meeting every single week to talk about making sure that we have all the items delivered on time and that we know what the plans are and everything is ready to go. So I feel very confident that Lambert is going to run much more smoothly. So I can't wait to show the community. Not quite yet, but almost.
Now, it's just going to go from one right into the other one? Is that kind of how it's going to work?
Well, sort of. We will finish most of the work at the middle school and the high school in February or March.
Okay.
And there'll still be some things that are left to be due next summer, and so we'll do a little bit over the coming months, but it'll slow down a little bit in March, and then Lambert will start just as soon as we're finished in school in June, like the next day they'll be in there working. We still need to do, there are windows at the middle school and high school that need to be done. We're redesigning the entrance at middle school, at Lambert as well, but middle school will need to be done next summer because we couldn't do it this summer. So, and of course we're still working on the band addition, hoping that will be done January probably, but we'll see how things go there. So there will still be some work happening, but then it will really ramp up again in June for Lambert, and then we'll finish probably the next December.
Gotcha. There you go. It's always good to have a timeline.
Yeah.
So, all right. You guys had a board meeting last night. What are some of the big takeaways?
Well, one of the things we talk about always, of course, is the construction schedule and how that's going. So I just shared that with you. Another thing we talked about and actually gave awards were our WDABC grants. And, of course, a lot of people in the community know WDABC does some wonderful, wonderful work raising funds specifically to give back to our teachers. So they pay for things that are not exactly part of the school budget, but certainly things that would benefit teachers. So a lot of flexible seating, a lot of electronic support that we don't typically provide over and above what we already provide, just a lot of unique, interesting things for our students. And so they have given over the years well over $150,000. And last night they gave $5,000 out in awards. So I really encourage people to support that group. They have various fundraisers and they do amazing things, goes right back into our classrooms.
That's a good chunk of change right there. That's a lot of stuff to be done with over $5,000.
Yes, it is. So that was exciting to hear what those grants were.
And one of the other things, learning and leadership. You're speaking to Lambert and talking about the elementary and middle school.
Yeah, so we try, we don't do it every month, but I would say about every other month, we have a learning and leadership focus, which is one of our buildings, principals and teachers and a support staff, talking to the board about the things that we're doing in that building to keep them up to date with just really the wonderful work that's happening. So last night, Lambert talked about PBIS, stands for Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports. It's part of our social-emotional learning platform to make sure that students are supported. Of course, we try to educate them, reading, writing, math, science, social studies, all of that, but they also need social emotional learning. And so PBIS really helps to do that. So it really was a presentation of how we support students. A couple of highlights from that. One thing Lambert's working on this year is what they call positive office and office discipline referrals. So you think of a discipline referral as being something that you've done wrong, and that still occurs, but positive discipline referrals are a way to recognize students for doing the right thing. And those are sent home to parents so they can talk to their students about what good things they're doing at school, recognized by the principal and the teachers. So that means a lot to students, and so that's going very, very well. Another thing they talked about is it's an interesting app that students have on their Chromebooks that when they come in first thing in the morning, they mark whether they're feeling energized and ready to go, or maybe they're struggling a little bit, or maybe they're even feeling overwhelmed. They had something difficult happen to them, or they're worried about something. And that information goes straight to our counselors. So any student who's feeling overwhelmed, a counselor will come seek them out, talk to them, make sure they're all right, help them with whatever it is they're struggling with. So we don't wait for students to reach out to us. Everybody checks in first thing in the morning. We go check on them. If they're in what we call the yellow zone, not quite ready to learn, then automatically it pops up on their screen some strategies they can try to get themselves ready to learn. So we're really working on ways to proactively reach out to students and give them what they need.
That's fascinating how that technology allows you to do that now.
Absolutely. And it allows us to communicate with parents. If there's a student who's regularly struggling, we can talk to parents about what additional supports we can put into place for them. And so it really just is a great way to make sure every single student has an opportunity to let us know what they need.
And we've talked about the facilities update. I want to pick your brain. So now we announced that you are the state your superintendent of the year. So now what's next for you? Because you represent the state on the national level now.
Right. So I'll be recognized at, we have school board convention this week. And so most of our board is able to attend. And so I'll be recognized there, probably recognized this summer at the School Administrators of Iowa convention as well. And then I've already completed an application for the national recognition, because once you're recognized at the state level, you then move on to participate in the national level. And so I'm waiting to hear what happens with that. So we're sort of in a waiting period right now.
And then if you win the national, then it's galactic, right?
Absolutely.
There's a big pageant and everything.
And I highly anticipate that happening. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on behalf of us. You've been great with KMCH through the years. Always appreciate the time. And congratulations from us to you. And here's hoping it's going to be a good rest of the week and a short week next week with Thanksgiving in the middle of it.
Yes, that's right. So students won't be present Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. A little bit of time to spend with families. And we wish everyone happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Dr. Kristen Rickey, for making time for us this morning. Guest of the day rolls on. Tim Vick will be with us when we come back. We hope you will as well, right here on KMCH.